When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
The American Arts and Culture Review Podcast. My name is Whitmer Thomas, and I'm joined as always by my number one co-host, Clay Tatum. Today on the podcast, we have our number one...
It's me on the keys this week, you fucking idiot.
Today on the podcast, we have our number one guest, Sandy Honig, joined by our number one audience member, Rodney Berry. We'll be talking about different topics.
What?
We'll be talking about different stuff.
Okay.
Today's going to be a little different. And, we're not talking about...
Ready for the keys,
movie.
Baby.
We'll be talking about different... Hit it, Clay.
Okay. I'm all right. I'm one step ahead of you, pal.
Wow, really good.
Thank you so much. What are we doing?
We're doing something.
What's this crap that you were talking about in the beginning?
Usually we talk about movies.
Yes, uh-huh.
And that is a jumping on point for other stuff. But today we'll be talking about
other
stuff.
So we're not talking about movies?
We'll be maybe mention them.
What are you talking about?
Well, remember when we did the jazz cast?
Yes, I love that cast.
Let's jazz it up.
So this is what you're going to be.
We don't play by any rules. Sandy, you like jazz?
I like the idea behind it. I like the spirit of jazz.
Yeah, that's the important part.
You know, I like the spirit of, you know, going with the flow. I like the idea of the way that notes can go up and then drastically down.
That's jazz.
I like the pitter and the patter of drums, cymbals.
So why do you think that jazz scat singing goes beat it up, up, beat it up, up, and nobody's going shkapadoo, deep, deep, deep. But you can do that if you want.
I think that's racism entrenched deeply.
Dang it.
I think that is a deep, deep.
Really?
Yes.
Part is racist?
Listen, we just started the jazz cast and you're already canceling it, dude.
Wait, but I need to know so I won't do it again.
Yeah.
Which part is racist?
Whichever part you feel the most comfortable doing.
Skip, skip, skip.
Yeah, that's fucking racist.
Oh, dang it.
Wait, that part is racist?
If I was scat singing, I would go skip, 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 skip.
You know what I would
do? What? What?
You go, skippy, skippy, skip.
Yeah.
I go,
it's allowed to do that. What would you do, Sandy?
I would go, bob with a ball, da bang, da bang, diggity.
Wow, yeah, that's mashup. That's mashup style.
That's my favorite song.
Da bang, da bang, diggy, diggy.
Yeah, man, jazz.
Can I do it again?
Yeah.
You want to know what I would do?
Is Kid Rock jazz?
What would you do?
I'd do this.
I guess it's jazzy.
That's pretty jazzy. That's like Billie Eilish.
Yeah, that is very Billie Eilish.
She makes me uncomfortable.
Explain her to Clay, because I don't think Clay knows who that is.
Okay, I'll write down everything that you're about to teach me already.
Billie Eilish is a little baby girl, and she makes sounds that when I take an Uber and it's a man driving, it makes me uncomfortable because her songs always sound like she's coming. And then I'm sitting there with a grown man listening to a teenager come.
And she's an actual...
She's an actual teen.
Like, underage teen.
And she has, like, this song that's like, I'm a bad guy. And it literally... Right. I'm a bad.
And she's like, make it really rough, boy.
Yeah, and then it's a, you know, older man driving me around, and I know he's got a boner.
Yeah, he's hardened.
I know he's got a boner.
She sings in a great ASMR style.
She does. I wonder if she sings. I want to watch a live video of her because that's a powerful microphone to pick up that little quiver of a voice.
I'm ready.
What? Ready for what?
I wrote down everything that I was.
Oh, you got to review Billie Eilish.
Okay, so let's review Billie Eilish.
So what type of music does she do?
Billie Eilish.
Her name's Billie Eilish?
It's Billie Eilish.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
And is she related to Billie Talent?
No, she's related to Billie Elliot.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, ready?
Billie Eilish is her dad.
What type of music is she?
Rock and roll.
Oh, rock and roll. Okay. Wait.
Rock and roll.
Let me find a good rock and roll song.
Absolutely rock and roll.
Okay, wait. I think I have a rock and roll. Here's a rock and
Hit
roll
Hit it
song.
With the rock and
Hit
roll.
It, right, with the jazz pop tinge, and
this
please.
Is, and this is my review of Billie Eilish. She's small baby. Men scare me when they drive me in an Uber. She likes rough boy. Uberman has boner. After that, I give Billie Eilish 10 out of 10.
Yeah, okay.
What are we doing today?
Well, we now have to review Billie. I think there's not enough. Here's my problem with the podcast. Yeah, you did. This is my problem with the podcast, is that we talk a lot about a lot of topics on here, Sandy, but we only ever give the movies a review.
Yeah.
Oh.
So let's do everything we talk about a review.
And then at the end, will you review me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So my turn to review.
Okay.
You. What did you give it, Clay? Her? Billie Eilish?
I gave her because of the Uber thing and then because of the guy who's driving around with a boner.
Yeah.
I gave it a 10 out of 10, which is a perfect score for anything. It's the best score you can give anything, if you ask me.
Okay. I give it. Well, based on why I like her.
What type of music would you like?
Something really small and quiet.
Okay, this is really small and quiet.
And if you could sing over it in her voice.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think that because of how she is very small. And she has big clothes and she's small and she sings about sex and she is underage. For that, I think that's brave, so I give her a 10 out of 10.
Wow, perfect score.
Rod, what do you think?
Oh, I mean, Billie Eilish, when I see her in her giant sweater and...
She does wear big clothes.
Yes, she
does.
That's
her thing.
I like that she wears those big, goofy clothes that she'll look back on and go, why did I do that?
Is it fucked up in my head that I go, such a fucking skinny bitch thing to do?
She is. Hide my perfect little body.
Hide my perfect
body. She is making those big old clothes look sexy as hell as a little tiny 17-year-old.
If I wore anything like that, I would look horrific. Because I have big fucking saggy ass tits, and when you put a giant sweatshirt on them, it just goes straight out.
Yeah.
And you just can tell. She's like, I don't want you to know what my body looks like. I'm like, we know exactly what your body looks
no,
like.
No, she's not making her. The statement that she's making is, when you're pretty and perfect, you look good in everything.
Right. And that's important for girls to know.
Yeah.
For young girls.
Because there's a lot of young girls who don't look like Billie Eilish, you were probably going, I'm going to go buy a giant jumpsuit. And they go, why do I just look like someone's aunt?
They go, why are people asking me if I'm sick? Why do people keep it going up to me and going, are you ill?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And her whisper singing and her just being a little tiny, just being the tiniest baby.
She goes, I'm in a big shirt.
Is her thing that she's random?
No, she's not.
No, that's my thing.
No, she's actually,
you're thinking of Sandy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually my thing.
It's very confusing.
Yeah. So what do you give her?
I absolutely give her a 10 out of 10. She's perfect.
That's the best score that you can give anyone if you really think about it. So go to Billie Eilish.
Oh, yeah. Sandy, what do you give her? Like, of course you'll give her your number review, but what do you give her? Like, why do you give her whatever you're giving her?
Well, let's see. I think she has a great spirit.
Good.
She makes really good food, and
she does. That's cool.
Yeah, I like her restaurant, and I really like all that she's doing politically.
She's a centrist.
Yeah, she's a centrist libertarian.
Well, I like that. That's because Clay and I are actually centrists.
Yeah, so I think that for she me, thinks all of that sort of adds up to a 10 out of 10.
Wow, that's a perfect score for Billie Eilish.
Yeah, Irish.
Irish, sorry. Irish. Yeah. Well, not related to Billie Talent.
No, related to Billie Elliot.
Sorry.
She writes songs about how the free market can solve everyone's problems.
Yeah, she does.
That's if you really look into each of her songs, that's really what they're about.
That's
God bless her.
Yeah.
That's who the bad guy is.
She has a whole song called Trickle Down.
Yeah.
God bless her.
And, well, bad guy is actually, she's talking about the time when she accidentally voted for Hillary and how she should have taken more time to see both sides and maybe written in.
Right.
Yeah. Vote. Yeah, for a bad guy.
Written in Trump.
What happens if you get a ballot and Okay, I'm voting. I want to vote for Hillary. I don't fill her bubble, but I write in Hillary Clinton.
I think it still goes to Hillary.
Yeah.
What if I spell it?
If you spell it wrong, sorry, Hillary. One last vote. Clay was saying today that because he regrets voting for Trump.
I wrote in, I'm with him.
Yeah. He regrets that, you know, from a couple years ago. So this time around, the next couple years, he's going to...
I'm going to vote for Hillary.
He's going to write in Hillary.
And I voted for Trump, but years ago. I mean, it was it was like 2016.
You were writing it in.
Oh, not 2016. Sorry, 2010.
Yeah, 2010.
I wrote him in years ago. I didn't vote for him this round.
Yeah. Here's a dark story. In 2008, when Obama was originally elected, I was in an acting class, an acting workshop. We were studying Meisner technique.
Who's he?
He's a guy, Sandy Meisner, Sandy Honig.
Oh.
And we were also just like learning about our triggers and things that we can think about that make us cry. And it was the same day that it was the day Obama got elected. And this one girl really started crying, really good in her scene. And she was like, they were like, wow, so what did you think about it? And she said, how Obama is president now.
Oh, my God.
And it should have been McCain and Palin.
She said it should have been McCain.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Wow.
She was crying in a sad way.
I mean, I remember crying when Obama, when he was like giving his speech when he won, because it was like a very beautiful moment.
Because you said this is an Obama nation.
Yeah, I said this is.
Rod would not stop talking about how it's an Obama nation that he's.
I was like, Rod, give him a try, man. Just like, you know.
Give a guy a try.
He has good ideas.
Hey, just one question. What's a nation under Bush?
A Bush nation.
Yeah. What's a nation under Obama?
Obama nation?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Oh, that's what he meant.
Yeah. Rod's pretty
up. Try it out.
Yeah.
Homophones.
Homophones.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah. What do you give the Obama presidency? I like him because of he's nice and he's good and I like the way he treats his family. I give him a 10 out of 10.
I always go, you remember, I always look right, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But remember, I also look left. That's why I give him a 10 out of 10. I sit in the middle, I don't do anything, I just look left and right.
Yep. What about you, Rod? Or Sandy, what about you?
I love that he, you know, kind of brought Joe Biden into a place where he could then run for president later.
Mm-hmm.
I love his stance. I love his drone policy.
He was flying those things.
He was flying them himself.
Well, thank God for him. Without him, we wouldn't have a lot of these great shots in the movie. Yeah,
exactly.
He did.
He's the one who did all the movie.
He's filming all those movies.
I think my other favorite. And then also, I really like the food that he makes. So I would say that he is a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, you're kind of a food-based voter.
I'm a foodie.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that next.
He makes a really good, he makes a pizza with mashed potatoes on it, which sounds like it would be gross, but the way that he does it, it's really good.
He's really good at random cooking.
Yeah, you should check out his restaurant. Yeah.
I'll check out it. Well, he has a great YouTube channel.
Yeah,
yes.
Called
Random Obama.
He goes random pranks and he gets on all fours and he barks like a dog.
Yeah. Well, that's one of his pranks that he does.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's a video that Clay's played the video for you.
That doesn't sound like a bark.
I don't like this new setup we have.
That does sound like a laugh.
No, listen.
There's so much
dog barking?
Reverb.
Is that what it is?
Wait, is there?
Is it dog bark?
Yes.
Dog barks.
But I turn up.
It's broken. Sorry, it's broken.
Anyway, you should watch Obama's food cooking network. A President's
Look
Places
out for his
in the
new
Kitchen.
Netflix shows.
Oh yes, President's Places in the Kitchen.
That's
is
a perfect
famous
place
thing.
For the president.
Yeah, a President's Place is in the House and Senate.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I give him 10 out of 10 too.
Oh yeah, sorry, Rod.
It's okay.
What do you mean? What do you mean, Clay?
You're
the leader of this podcast.
Okay.
Everyone, we could answer a question.
Okay, I have some questions too.
Okay.
Only one of you guys needs to find the questions.
Everybody thinks of you as being the leader, and I don't like it when you make me the leader of the podcast.
Clay does like to pretend that you are the leader.
Yeah, it's my little secret.
I'm not the leader. You're the leader.
Just like my little brown panties.
No, we don't talk about brown panties.
You can talk about brown, brown panties are a pop. They're like a popular thing that we talk about.
Yeah.
Do you know about My Little Secret Panties?
What is that?
What?
They're for your little secret.
Yeah, we have a little
secret. I don't remember this bit.
What?
I remember brown and pink peenies.
I feel really unsafe.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
The brown peenies? I'm feeling honestly really unsafe.
Brown, what is it, Ron?
Well, sometimes you're a little dirty back there.
Oh, when you...
And you need a little secret.
I don't remember this, Ron.
You don't remember my
little... Is this the thing that we would do here?
I don't know what these bits are.
Wait, Ron, are you for real? Is it really?
Yeah, we talked about that.
I remember telling you on Valentine's Day the secret, but I don't remember this bit.
Yeah, pink panties when you want to be sexy.
Oh, yeah. And
brown
and
panties
brown when you have a secret.
For okay. Your secrets.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I gotcha.
All right, you pick
this up. Is for boys and girls. We hope it's all for whoever, however you identify.
We hope that it helps anybody.
Yeah.
You want to pick a random question or you want me to pick a random
question? Just pick a question.
Okay!
It doesn't even have to be random. You can select one.
All dogs go to heaven? ? Zach X44.
Do they all go to heaven?
Yes.
Yeah. Because they're nice. They love smelling stuff. I was thinking about dogs and smelling things. Let me ask you this, Andy.
Like this?
Are you going to rate dog smelling things?
Well, I don't know yet. It depends on how this conversation goes.
Okay.
When dogs love smelling stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that about dogs.
Yeah, one of their top things.
Yeah. So when a dog is smelling things.
Yes.
Do you think that's the same thing as them like watching TV? And if you were like, stop smelling that, it'd be the same as like some...
It's like turning off
some
Bill
person
Maher
turning... Oh, yeah, for Clay, turning off Bill Maher.
Like if they're entertainment.
And then for me, turning off Jordan Klepper.
Oh, yeah. Jordan Klomper.
Yeah, Klomper, yeah. Sorry.
You turn off my Klomper, I'm getting my gun.
Right. Because you... Wait, you have a gun.
Here's a question about dogs.
Wait, but do you agree?
Like it's their entertainment?
Yeah.
This is what Litt's asking.
They're walking around going, ooh, I love that. Oh, this is a really good show, but it's a really good smell.
It honestly sounds like you're watching Klopper right now.
Doing it?
Right, that's what I say when I'm watching Klopper on Comedy Central.
You go.
On my Comedy Central digital app.
Yeah, I'm going.
That's some really good, ooh, I like that.
That is really good sniffing.
Yeah. But do you agree? Does anyone agree?
I don't think it's... I think that for them...
I do.
It's kind of like if you were going for... Like, maybe not watching TV, because then it's like, oh, I'm zoning out and this is all I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like if you were, like, walking around and you were, like, picking flowers as you're walking.
Right.
Like where it's like, oh, that's nice. I'll take
so
that with me.
So it's maybe more of a creative exploration.
Fluid. It's creativity.
I was thinking it's just, like, scrolling Instagram.
That's a better way to look at it.
You're just swiping on Tinder? Anybody swiping away?
I swipe left on that patch of grass.
Seriously.
I give that answer a 10 out of 10.
Okay, so where are we at? Because we got Billy Irish at 10 out of 10. We got Obama Nation at 10 out of 10. God damn it, drop my 10.
And, you know, what? This is the thing that I'm always thinking about is sometimes when I'm looking at a dog, someone walking their dog, and I'm looking at it and I'm going, seriously, if I could zoom out and view this like if an alien came down from outer space and the first thing they saw was walking the dog, they would be thinking that the dog was walking us.
Wow. I think if you really look back in hieroglyphics a long time ago, I think dogs got it all figured out. And they said, how can I get somebody to wipe my ass and make my food for me and feed it to me?
So maybe they're in charge.
Yeah, dogs really had it all figured out back in the past. They were wearing the necklaces.
Yeah, they were wearing those necklaces and those hats.
Yeah, they were wearing the necklaces. So that's such a crazy shit that goes up in my mind.
And also, if you really think about it, on the pyramids have the hieroglyphics, and pyramids are built by the aliens, so the aliens probably helped the dogs in order to leading the humans.
Mm-hmm.
All right, wait, you do a question now.
All right. Why are we so mean to Rod?
Because
we can whoop his little ass.
Yeah,
that's not true.
I had a question that said if we can whoop your ass, and I said yes, we can whoop your ass.
I don't think you guys can whoop my ass.
I think that we could whoop your ass. What Sandy. Do you think, Sandy?
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10
would whip ass.
Yeah, I think that we can whoop your ass because it depends.
Wow.
Because if you did something to me that was really personal to me, I would not stop whooping your ass, even if you were winning. Do you see what I'm saying? And same with Clay. Like, if you stole one of Clay's pickles, he would be so furious with you. Even if you were sucking him in the face 1,000 times, he wouldn't freaking stop until you're pulverized completely.
What if he stole one of his pit bulls?
Pitbulls?
Well, your Pitbull CDs.
I just let them out. I just let my Pitbull CDs out and they'll yell.
Do you have them on a muzzle?
Yes.
You got the Pitbulls on the muzzle?
Because, yeah, but they're like my pickles. They bite back, baby.
Yeah, well, he has to have them on a muzzle so they don't eat his pickles.
Because I got the spicy pickles.
Clay cares deeply about his pickles. Yeah. And if Rod took one,
I would see red and I would punch until I was so tired I would go to sleep.
You guys know that I hate pickles. I would never take one of Clay's pickles.
That's a bad example, but it's like
they're disgusting.
Sandy, for example, she loves DVDs.
Yeah,
and if you took one of her DVDs,
what kind of what's your favorite DVD?
My Name Earl, season 2, disc 2.
My Name Earl. Her favorite DVD is My Name Earl. My Name Earl's season 2, disc 2.
I like that I can put it on my finger like a ring.
Yeah. If you took one of her jewelry videos.
If you took one of her jewelry videos of My Name Earl's.
Season 2.
Season 2, disc 2. She will see red and whip your ass until she gets so tired she goes to sleep, wake up, and whoop your ass again.
So, Sandy, what would you do how would you whoop his ass? Me, personally, I take my fist in a ball and I go boom, and I bonk him right on the head.
I think that I would either drop a giant piano on his head so that his teeth turn to keys.
Yes.
or icicle, perfect weapon, melt. No.
Wait, you would melt an icicle
on him? Perfect weapon. You stab and then melts away.
No
trace of evidence. Whoa. But your fingerprints are on the puddle. So.
Yes. You are such a weirdo sometimes.
I know. It's my biggest flaw.
Here lies Sandy. She lived a great life and she was weird. She stayed weird.
Mm-hmm. I made it weird.
Yeah. Sandy made it weird with Sandy. Sandy made it weird with everybody would be your podcast.
Yeah, keep it crunchy.
Yes.
Keep it crunchy. Keep it crunchy.
What about
keep it crunchy? Keep it crunchy.
Clay, how would you?
She is my homeboy. What?
How would you whoop Rod's ass?
Keep it crunchy.
Sandy is somehow shrinking right now.
Keep it crunchy.
She's 1 inch tall.
Keep it crunchy.
Wait, Sandy, how'd you get so small?
Keep it crunchy.
Oh, she's growing again. Sorry, Sandy shrunk. Now she's back.
Yeah.
Oh, voice isn't back.
Baby app.
Oh,
what?
Sandy.
She's in the baby app.
She has a new baby app?
She's stuck in the baby app.
Help, I'm stuck in the baby app.
How'd you get in there?
I couldn't stop babying myself.
Oh, no. And now your voice is a baby?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Are you back?
Yeah.
Okay. What happened?
I got bored of it.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good. That's fine. 100% 10 out of 10. Why? Because you bailed when you didn't feel like doing it anymore.
So what am I giving
10 out of 10. What am I giving
it a 10 out of 10?
The baby app bit where she was stuck. She shrunk and was stuck in the baby app because she was saying keep it crunchy from the Sandy. Keep it weird. Be weird with Sandy.
I just wrote
with
down
everybody.
Baby app Pete. And then just because I have Pete is my homeboy.
Yes.
Okay. And that's a 10 out of 10?
Yeah, easy 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Why?
Why do you need to know?
I'm keep it. Okay.
What do you need to know?
Billy Irish, 10 out of 10. Obamanation, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, but you gave a proper review of Billy Irish.
But sometimes everyone's not a pro.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yes. Do we know? Is there another question?
Yeah, I got a ton of questions.
Okay, I have a ton too.
Well, hold on. I wanted to ask a big question.
What's the biggest question?
What do we think about short films?
Short films?
Yeah. They're everywhere now. And here's my 2 cents. Some short films are not. Those things are sketches.
Yeah, I would say that most of them are not short films. They're long videos.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. So, what makes something a short film?
If there's sex in it.
That's true. If there's a fuck.
Yeah.
Or a kiss. And a long video is like, here's the video of something.
I watch a short film and my first thing I say is, I'm not horny.
And so that's a video.
Well, no.
A short film should make you horny.
Yes. Okay.
Right?
You know who else gets horny?
Who's that?
Awesome Powers.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
You know who knows a lot about Austin Powers that we'll talk about when we come back from the break?
I don't know.
Well, we'll find out.
You gotta tell me.
Taking break in the count of now.
Please tell me.
Cool. And we're back in the podcast.
And we're back.
Remember that?
We're back.
Remember that?
Remember what?
Isn't that something?
And we're back?
Yeah.
We're back, a dinosaur
story?
You
know what it is or something?
What?
Baba Booey.
Yeah, but what were you going to say, Sandy?
Oh, I was going to say that when I did that talk show, mm-hmm. The number of times that I had to say, "We'll be right back," mm-hmm. or "Welcome back," made me so mad. And I asked the producers, I said, "Can I say something else?" And they said, "What would you like to say instead?" I said, "Well, I guess there's nothing else to say." But it made me so mad.
What would you say? Slapjack? Here we go.
Yeah, I wanted to like say something cool, keep it cranky. Stick around. Don't move.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you, Sandy's talking about the show that she's on called Vice.
Not on. Was on.
What?
Was on called Vice Live.
What is Vice Live?
It's a talk show on Vice.
It was kind of like a short film.
It was a short film in the way that it was.
They would
a
make
hour
you,
long TV show that was 5 nights a week, right?
And would
four
make you.
4 nights a week.
4 nights a week.
Why not five?
Even God rested on the fifth day.
That's true.
So what are we doing on those week on those 3 day weekends?
Oh, dude.
Oh, don't even get me started.
In New York City,
you going to the Hamptons?
Yeah, I was going to the Hamptons. I was flying my private jet.
Wow,
a lot of people don't know that Sandy owns a private jet. She won't let anybody on it though. She flies it around herself.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, they said that there's a weight limit.
Oh.
Yeah. And the weight limit is 85 pounds.
Yeah.
So I'm the only one that can fly it around.
And Sandy actually has that in her bio on all of her social media platforms.
Yeah.
Is
85 pounds.
85 pounds and own private jet. You can't go. Sorry, pal.
85 pounds, Leo.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, Sandy.
Yeah.
Something special about you is we always have experts, mm-hmm. right? And they're broad experts, like, you know, political expert, Disney expert, there's a burger expert, there's
poop
food
expert,
there's sure, a poop expert. Sure. But you are very specific in the style of expert that you are.
I am. I am an Austin Powers historian.
Yes, which means you know about the history of Austin Powers.
Yeah, I've been studying it for a long time. I went to school for it. I went to grad school for it. And then I did like a...
That stands for graduate school.
Yeah, it stands for you will graduate school.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So.
And what school did you go in?
You're a baby again?
Sorry, that means she doesn't want anybody to know because she doesn't want anybody to blow up the spot.
Yeah. She didn't want it.
It's the kind of thing that like, kind of like in Austin Powers 3, how he goes to, he's like an international man of mystery and he has to graduate in order to become an international man of mystery. Oh, it's kind of like that where you kind of.
Daddy wasn't there.
And Daddy was not there.
Where's Scotty?
Scotty wasn't there either.
Okay. Scotty wasn't alive yet, Clay.
Yeah. Scotty was just a twinkle in Daddy's eye.
Scotty don't.
Scotty don't.
Don't.
But then at the end, Scotty do.
Yes. Scotty don't and then Scotty do.
Yeah, Scotty don't, Scotty do.
And where is that number four?
Slappy do.
Yeah, Slappy do. Yeah. Similar to Slappy don't, we have Slappy do.
Where's my mojo?
It was inside you all along.
Okay. Yeah. And you don't need the technical...
You
physical.
Talk about my ass.
Yeah.
It's wherever you want it to be.
You had it all along.
Inside your ass.
Yeah, that's...
Inside your ass.
Okay, man.
Well, what's your favorite? See, in my mind, I fell down on the ground laughing at the gold member because of the scene behind that white curtain where all the stuff is coming out of his butt. Yeah.
Now, you will notice that was actually a callback to something that happens in the second movie.
Yes, but...
So they do that scene with Heather Graham when they're in a tent.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that exact same scene. But the difference in the third one is that it's... him and a baby.
And the baby's funny.
And the baby is funny.
Because baby is small.
Yes.
Yes, see, I really love that.
Bit of a callback.
Yeah, bit of a callback.
But you know what? Sometimes the second beat is actually funnier than the first beat because it's heightened.
Yep, and that's a lot of those movies is they do a lot of the same bits in them again.
But you'll notice that similar to how they repeated bits, in the first movie they did an amazing gag of where the whole thing is there's a penis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm lost. Penis. What is this?
This is Austin Powers.
What does he do?
Well, Sandy knows.
Well, he's an international man of mystery by night, but by day he's a photographer.
Uh-huh.
He takes, you know, his photo shoots.
He goes, ratch,
yeah, ratch, yeah, he goes, ratch, yeah.
Wait, do that?
Everyone get together, say cheese. Yeah. Everyone get together. I got more film in my car.
Oh, wait, you're out of film again,
Austin.
Are
you sneezing?
Wait, you gotta load it.
I'm out of film. I want to go buy some film. Hello, Mr. Film. Can you give me some film? Oh, yes.
This was an extended deleted scene.
I would love some film. Can I try it out?
It didn't make it into the final cut, okay, but this was something that we studied now in school.
You actually look really good. Can you get in front of my camera?
I took a course in my second year.
What are you doing later?
Honestly, one of the most influential ones that I took, because we really examined sort of how that
mojo,
you know, factored in to
the mojo was in my camera this whole time.
Just sort of like his personal story and the way he was sort of.
Scotty, don't do that. It's my camera.
Wait, what were you saying, Sandy?
Oh, nothing. I think I blacked out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got so excited about this clip that we were playing.
Well, yeah, Sandy once Clay, what you missed.
Once you start a DVD, it's hard to stop it.
Yeah,
it's like keeps spinning.
So, yeah. What you missed basically is a deleted scene where Austin Powers has to go get his film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
He goes to the store to buy film.
So that's an interesting thing I never thought of. Is that
he's a man of mystery because he doesn't know where his camera went.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But also, he is a man of mystery and he fights crime. Yes?
Yeah, he fights crime, but he, you know, he's not like a superhero. He doesn't have superpowers.
His power is that he's horny.
His power is his sexuality.
Oh, yeah.
He has sort of a cloak of invisibility, if you will, because one of the funnier elements of the movie is that he has really bad teeth. He's not very attractive man.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Women throw themselves at him.
Yeah.
Sorry?
He looks like a horse?
Yes, he looks like a horse.
Okay.
And he's got that furry chest.
Yeah.
But women love him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are some of the famous names? Heather Graham?
Mm-hmm.
Heather Graham, Beyoncé.
Beyoncé.
Knowles.
Mm-hmm. That was, yeah, she was credited Knowles. As Beyoncé Knowles. It was before she was Beyoncé.
And famously, Elizabeth Hurley. And, right. Well, yeah.
A lot of vagina.
And a lot of vagina. Ivana Hump a lot. Yeah, well, I just want to remind you that a lot of vagina did change her name to Sandy Vagina at the end of the movie.
Oh, she did. I don't remember this part.
Yeah, she changed her name to Sandy Vagina, and it's something that kind of is what got me into this.
You saw yourself in that.
Yeah.
Do you remember where he goes, who does number two work for?
Yeah.
That's another classic moment.
That's one of the...
Now, why is that funny?
So what's funny about that one is so you're saying, here's what... Who does number two work for?
Yeah, right. Yeah. We remember laughing, but we don't know why.
Because why we're laughing is because they were in a bathroom.
Mm.
There is someone, so a lot of their gags involve a spectator.
Mm.
Uh-huh. You know, the camera is, you know, sort of the spectator. And there's someone outside of an action that's happening where it appears to be something different than what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going, who does number two work for? There's a man in the film named number two. Mm. He's trying to figure out who he works for.
Mm.
Someone else is in the bathroom. He thinks he's fighting a big shit.
He's talking about poop.
He thinks that the shit has come alive and is fighting him, and he's choking him.
And it's Tom Arnold.
It's Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold is going, okay, buddy. He's being really supportive. Yeah.
He's going, you show that turd who's boss. And it's sort of about fraternity, brotherhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Locker room talk, you know, before that sort of became a negative, stigmatized.
Yeah, that
term.
Used to be a really positive thing. You go to the locker room and talk with your boys.
Yes.
About poop.
About your poop, specifically.
But now all you talk about is piss. Where's the piss tape?
Yeah, where's the piss tape?
Where's the piss tape?
Yeah.
And that was actually a cut line of Tom Arnold's in the.
He goes, hey, man, I think you're talking about poop, but I'm wanting to know about piss. The piss tape, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Where's Trump's piss tape?
It was really ahead of its time.
Where's Orange Jado's peas? Then he hops on a rocket. He goes, wow, wow, wow. And he goes around the moon. He goes, wow, then he gets a little cowboy hat and he goes, I think I get the hang of this. Wow. Wow.
Yippee!
Yeah, I think that was a good. I don't know if that was in the movie.
Remember the Stupids?
Well, no, that's a.
Yeah, I'll never forget the Stupids.
He's looking for the Cinder.
He made his show on Vice, his piss tape show on the Rocket.
We're talking about the Stupids now.
Now, Rod, we've moved on to the Stupids.
I'm so sorry.
Have you seen the Stupids? Sandy, I really think you would love the Stupids.
What is it?
The Stupids is a movie. Written and directed by John Landis, or maybe just directed by John Landis, who is his last film he ever directed. He made the Ghostbusters. No, that's Ivan Reitman.
The Blues Brothers.
He did the Blues Brothers. He did a bunch of great stuff, but then he made the Stupids, and it's where everybody's really stupid. It's a family called the Stupids.
Listen,
that's their last name.
Time, Tom Arnold, he ruled the world.
Yeah. There was a time in 1993 where he was unstoppable, and that's when the Stupids came out.
What else? Do we have any more questions?
Who's your favorite character actor?
In Austin Powers?
In general.
Oh, crap. Probably Sam Rockwell.
Wow. To call him a character actor after all he's done.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He has done stuff. Wait, he's, so he's not.
He's been like leads.
He won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
okay.
Bob Fosse.
He's
yeah, okay.
No, he's sorry. A character actor. He's
George Bush.
Yeah, he's a character.
Okay, well, I think he's good then.
He's amazing.
He's my fave.
He's a good book.
What about you? I like him because he's in Ninja Turtles. He says, menthol or regular?
Uh-huh.
Tweet at me if you know what I'm talking about.
Is Martin Mull a character actor?
Yeah.
I like him.
He's like an old comedy man.
I like him.
Yeah, he's kind of a character actor. But back then, did they say that people were character actors?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They did, Clay?
I think so.
Who's
this?
Can one of you guys just define what a character actor is?
It's an actor who plays a character in every movie.
Think about Bugs Bunny. Think about...
So, like, Bugs Bunny is a character.
Remember when Bugs Bunny would be in a...
He's not a character actor. He is the character.
But sometimes he will be like a... He'll do like a woman?
Oh, yes. When he's a woman, he's a character actor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's acting like a character.
Bugs Bunny is not based on anything, right? What, Rod?
No, it's based on a true story.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's what I was wondering. I thought I had heard that.
Yeah.
Of a bunny.
You know, names have been changed to protect their identities, but it's based
it
on
was
true
a
story.
Bunny.
Yeah, it was
who
a bunny.
Who did all that stuff?
Bunny got in a big fight with a guy.
Yeah, yeah. And there's always a guy going after him.
Or no, Elmer Fudd. Sorry. Elmer sorry, Fudd. Sorry, sorry,
sorry. Sorry,
oh,
sorry, 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 sorry.
He fights Yosemite Sam too, but less.
Yeah.
Less often.
And he crawls around in the ground.
And Elmer Fudd, who has a speech impediment, and that's kind of the only thing about him.
Yeah, and he has a big, tall hat.
He bald.
I thought Yosemite Sam have tall hat.
So does Yosemite Sam.
Sammy Sam
has a cowboy hat.
He has a cowboy hat.
And he's small.
Yeah,
he's small.
He's very small.
He's very small.
Elmer Fudd, he got like a hunter.
And he goes.
Hunter cap.
Oi.
Who says, I thought pretty dead.
That's a Tweety Bird.
I think it was Elmer Fudd.
Oh, yeah, it's Elmer Fudd. You're thinking of Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd, he goes, I thought pretty bad.
And Tweety Bird goes, I buy yoga.
Yeah, yeah, he goes, I got gaga.
Yeah.
Who's what? The one who goes, I say?
That's a General Cockatoo or something.
General
love
Cockatoo.
Him.
I love General Cockatoo.
I say.
Yeah, I love the bird in the show. I love the dog in the show. I love all the stuff in that show.
I like
the world of that show.
Yeah, it's just a perfect world.
It's all outside.
Because they're all hanging out outside, and there's not enough shows where they're just mainly outside.
I agree.
Just kind of bouncing around freely. There's predators outside.
And that's why I'm pitching my new show, Locked Out.
And it's about?
It's about, it's sort of like High Maintenance in that it's the story of a locksmith, and he goes around to different people who are locked out.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. What
this
city?
This is smart.
New York City.
We need that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we need that kind of stories because the thing about it is it's the great equalizer because everybody's been locked out.
Everyone has, and there's all kinds of different people of different shapes and sizes in New York City.
Everybody can relate to this because everybody's been locked out.
You want to ask no questions?
Oh, Clay, yes. What?
Rod, go ahead. You have your moment. The spotlight's on you.
Oh, no. I mean, I was just going to say that I love anything set in New York City because New York is like a... It's like just another character, and I just love that about it.
Yeah, New York is sort of like a character in the show because it's a breathing being. It's like the streets and the subway and
I take it back. New York is my favorite character. New York is my favorite character.
Sandy Honig famously said New York is her favorite character actor. Uh-huh. And you know what? I think I'm changing mine from Sam Rockwell to Sandy's decision.
Yeah.
New York is everyone's favorite character actor.
They got the beach. They got the bridge.
Ooh, the beach.
Yeah. They got the people. They got the car.
I'm walking here. You almost ran me over with your damn car.
You freak.
Taxi.
Oh.
<Yep.
laughs> What, Clay? What?
Dang, New York is here.
What, Clay?
Hit the question.
Clay, you can't look at your phone and go,
There's so many questions.
Taxi!
The whole reason I said...
Taxi!
The whole reason I said anything was so you could find a question.
Hey, taxi, I'm holding my food. Watch out.
Taxi!
I got a New York hot dog.
I'm sorry, taxi. Are you talking to me?
What?
There's no one else here, taxi. You must be talking to me.
Yeah. Well, hop in.
Okay.
All right, where do you want
to
go?
Take me to the Big Apple, you bitch.
We're
this
in
is
it.
A scene from Locked Out.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Rod, will you turn it up? Rod, turn it up.
Turn what up?
The TV, so turn we can watch TV. Sandy's scene from her pilot. Hey.
Hi, what's up?
Come on, get in the car. We got to go.
Okay.
Where do you want me to drive you?
I just want to get in the car and drive.
You're a locksmith, and you got to go to an apartment.
I'm too high and crazy. Where am I?
But you have to finish your job. Where do you want to go?
I'm like totally wacky.
Okay, so what?
Oh, shit! I gotta text someone. Needs that someone's locked out of their home.
What's the address?
The address is at 2020 Big Apple Way.
Okay. Oh, man, I have to help you by carrying you up here, and you're the only one who knows how to unlock this door. Hold on, let's knock.
Hello, is anyone there? Oh, maybe I can...
Hello.
Hi, I heard that you're locked out of your house. I can help you.
Yeah, who are you?
I have tools. You want to see me use my tools?
I said, who the fuck are you?
I'm a locksmith.
Okay, in New York, you can't just come up to people. In New York, you always introduce yourself. First name, middle name.
Okay, my name is Big Pickle. You're Big Pickle. Let me get my tools out.
Why your tools wet?
Because I keep them next to my pickle. Oh, I'm on a rocket.
Can you hurry?
He got on a rocket. Hold on, man. I'm sorry. He got on his rocket. And now he's going to the moon.
This is like when people will come to me and they'll say, what, do you have a classic New York story?
Have you seen
this? Is what I will tell them.
Hey, did you just come to the, man. Did you come back from the earth? Yes, I did. Did you find piss tapes? Can't talk now.
Can you hurry up? I have a Tinder date to get to.
Right, ma'am, I'm going to have to,
Am I under arrest?
You're under arrest. I had to take you in. Rod, why'd you turn the TV off?
Wait, turn it back on.
I just landed. Can I crash somewhere?
No.
I need a place to crash.
No, he's crashing.
Rod, turn it off. Turn off the TV.
No, he's crashing now. This is when it's get good.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's my pilot.
Well, man, Sandy, I think it's really good in it. And it also has your random sensibility.
Do you like that I played all the characters?
I did, yeah. You did really good. I like the character Pill Pickle.
Oh, thank you. He's actually, I've been workshopping him for years. I have a solo show as him, and it was just really exciting to sort of translate that.
Where's the show? Where can we see the show? Are you doing it anytime soon?
Yeah, it's at the Pit Overground. It's sort of like a floating, it's the pit, but it's floating.
Cool.
In the middle of the East River.
Is Big Pickle going to be there?
His name's Big Pickle? I thought it was Pig Pickle.
No, Big Pickle.
Well, in the workshopping process of the character, it started as Pig Pickle, but then we sort of realized that audiences responded better when it was Big Pickle.
Because people want a Big Pickle. They like
and it's just sort
pickles.
Of more relatable. Something
yeah,
that people...
When Rod heard Big Pickle, he started reaching in my pockets. And I was like, Rod, I don't have pickles you can steal from me.
It's always stealing pickles.
No, he always has a pickle in his pocket.
When are you going to send him to jail?
Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully.
Me?
For theft.
Well, I'm going to whoop his ass and send him to jail. I'm going to whoop his ass by bonking him right on the top of the head.
I want to get you right. I want to get you right next to the Santa Monica Pier, set you up, kick you right to Alcohol Trails.
Yeah.
That is a really, that's a long kick.
Okay, well, Sandy, did you see any of the Austin Powers films in the theater?
I saw all of them in the theater.
No, wait, you were just a little baby in the first one.
My
in 1997?
My mom took me to see it. I would love to know what year it was because I remember she took me to go see it. And she said, don't tell your dad because she wanted to go see it, but he didn't want to come with her.
Mm-hmm.
So she took me to see it, and it was a secret, and I laughed. I remembered when they were swinging on the floss over the lava, and it just...
With the freaking laser beams.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the sharks in that first
you
one.
Know,
oh, yeah.
It's just...
really
it
good.
Was really influential for me.
Yeah, I remember going to the first one. I was just a boy. My dad said, dude, let's go see Austin Powers. And I didn't know what it was. And I was like, I don't want it. That sounds boring. And then it blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
Sharks with the freaking laser beams on your freaking heads.
All I want is freaking sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their heads.
And the guy goes, honestly, who throws a shoe?
Who throws a shoe, honestly?
That blew me out. That just blew me right out of my seat.
That is actually, okay, one of my favorite jokes from all of Austin Powers is he goes, this is my henchman Random Task. His name is Random Task.
Yeah, he's good. I heard he wrote those movies in the bathtub.
Yeah,
I
heard that.
Really? Oh, yeah. Was that when he was filming the sketches with Macaulay Culkin on SNL?
I hope so. He's about his drawings.
Simon, and he does his drawings in which he is in a bathtub with a nude underage child.
Yeah.
On television.
What is this? Does this ring any memories? I'm Brian Fellows.
That was one of Mike Myers' earlier characters.
Yes. Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait.
What?
That's a Mike
Rod.
That's a Mike Myers character?
Yeah. Sandy says that she's from New York.
And I studied Austin Powers historian.
Okay, I know. I'm sorry.
You grew up on the Central Coast, didn't you, of California?
On the Central Coast of California.
Which is perfect for him because he's a centrist.
Yeah. Well, that's why.
Landlocked.
I like, yeah.
Landlocked.
Well,
what?
On the coast.
Yeah.
Of what?
Landlocked.
You're essentially
landlocked on the coast.
How close were you to the water?
It's like maybe like 20 minutes.
Was there a strip of land between you and the water?
Yeah.
You were landlocked. Okay. Right.
Can I ask you a question? Were you in a red county in a blue state?
Well, I mean, the county is technically blue, but I was in like a red.
Right, purple.
I was in like a red city.
Clay and I are from notoriously from Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Right. Yeah, you guys talk about it all the
time. That's why when I grew up, I was a leftist loon. Just
we all know.
It. Yeah, we were leftist loons, but now we're right in the middle, right where, because that's important.
Yeah.
It's important right now to hear both sides.
Yeah.
You gotta
especially in Alabama.
Listen to both sides and do nothing.
That's right.
Right, kind of do nothing. Well, it's important to go like, oh, I get that.
Yeah.
I get why you feel that way. That's interesting. And then also indulge that person.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're...
I have a platform right here. Go.
This has... We haven't had any of our wild, wacky pals on yet. But we plan on having it as soon as we break 1,000 listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get Alex Jones on.
If we break 1,000 listeners, that means we're getting...
What?
We're getting fucking whoever his name is, Molly New.
Milo
Yiannopoulos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can have my
Milo yummy yumminess. He's so hot and sexy and dreamy.
Hot.
Milo yummy yummy.
He's cool.
I call him my little yummy yumminess.
That's so crazy. That's what I say to my pickles.
What do you think Donald Trump thinks of Milo?
He goes, you're awesome sauce, dude.
Is that what he sounds like?
Yeah, well, Clay would know.
Awesome.
I grew up with a man.
Sorry. Trump is Clay's dad.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you.
We forgot to mention that.
Yeah, he's
it's kind of something huge that you should mention before you have a guest on your Clay's podcast, because that's kind of just like something I would like to
I'm sorry,
that
we
I'm
forget.
Into, you know?
Clay is
I don't want to be
Trump's son.
Complacent.
Yeah. Okay, you grew up with Trump.
Yes.
And what was the main thing that Trump taught you, other than about pickles?
Oh, wow. Tell me more about that, because I went straight to how to make a good pickle.
Okay, that's just the main thing then?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember one time I went over to your house.
Yeah, what was it like?
Well, we were hanging out.
Okay.
And do you remember what your dad did?
Sure.
What was it? Well, you have a video of it.
Oh, yeah, let me play the video.
Yeah.
Let me go.
What happened in the video?
Let me go to
from beginning, middle to end.
Well, he was putting a new spice in his pickle jar, and it turned out really well. And he goes, "This is really big. This is a big spicy pickle, dude."
Yeah.
And I was like, "What were you saying to me, Dad?" And he repeated it. He said, "Dude, this is a big old spicy pickle." And I was like, "Dad, what are you saying? I'm in another room. Let me get in another room."
Oh, and you had that really weird, really Southern, but also British girl over that day who was reacting to the whole
situation. She goes, "What? You talk about pickle?"
Yeah, let's play the tape.
Okay.
Hank! Hey! Hey, Clay!
Yes, Dad? Yes, Dad?
Hey, Clay!
Yes, Dad?
Who's that, Clay? Clay! Hey, where you stand?
He's about to tell me something.
The tape broke.
Wait, okay, Clay. Wait, can't believe that. Like, this is the fucking shit that I fucking hate about hipsters. Is they come in here with their fucking baggy clothes, and they try to act like they came from nothing.
Yes, uh-huh.
And you're telling me that Trump is your fucking father, and you're probably sitting on a mountain of cash, and you are asking me to donate to your Kickstarter.
Oh no! Sandy's head is spinning around. Sandy, stop! Clay, play some relaxing music for her. There she goes. Bessie's. West Jazz.
Pop goes the weasel.
That's a relaxing song. Is you just gotta play Pop Goes the Weasel and she'll chill out.
Yeah.
All right, let's test it again.
She's already donating to my Kickstarter.
Well, hold on. Let's test
Master
it.
Master of None. Season 3, Master of All.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Let's go back to this tape, because I fixed the tape.
No.
And when the tape broke, my man Trump was holding a pickle jar. What was that all about?
Hit it, Trump.
Oh, it broke again.
Oh, it did?
Wait, I fixed it.
Oh. Okay. wait, hold on.
Come on, Clay! Clay! I'm holding.
Yes, Dad?
He's so mad!
Why is there peppers in the pickle jar?
Because I'm making it all new pickle jar!
What's different about the pickles?
Because now they're.
Oh my god, Clay!
Who's that?
Oh my god, Clay, let me out of here. I'm sick of hiding in the closet. Who the fuck is here?
What's that, carrot? Why do you have a pickle jar? Why are there peppers in the pickle jar?
Because I'm trying to do a new pickle, okay?
Clay, I'm sick and tired of you hiding me from your family. What are you ashamed of, Clay?
Clay, who is your little friend?
What are you ashamed of me for? Why are you ashamed of me, Clay?
Hi, I'm Woody Allen.
Wow!
I'm here to put Trump in my new movie, A Celebrity.
Hey, Woody!
Wait, I am. Why do you have a pickle jar? And why is there spice?
Hey, it's me, Lena Dunham.
Hey, Lena.
That's not fair.
And this is just a tape that Clay has?
Wow, Clay.
Yeah.
I'm really happy you documented your childhood so well.
I didn't realize you knew Lena Dunham.
Yeah, well, she was just my sister.
I mean, when you grow up in New York, it's like you kind of just know everybody.
Your sister's Lena Dunham.
You kind of just know everybody.
And Woody's always knocking on your door because he wants your dad in his freaking movie Celebrity with Leo.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So, Sandy.
Yeah.
The final thing that we got to talk about, and you know it's coming. Let's talk about it. No, let's rate how we feel about what we just did or what we just listened to.
Well, how do I title this?
Well, I just think it really is like such an insight into Clay's life and childhood.
Okay, so I'm gonna write down Father's Trump's Big Pickle.
Well, yeah, but you hold yours till the end, okay, Clay?
Okay.
All right, what were you saying, Sandy?
It's just such like an insight into his life. I think the tape itself was in good condition.
What do you mean?
It wasn't like broken.
Well, after I did it, I recorded it and I gave it to Janus Films.
What's that?
This is Janus. Janus.
Oh, cool.
And they restored it.
Oh, so you think it's in good condition?
Yeah, it was in really good condition.
And that's why you like it?
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah, well preserved.
And I like it because it's really nice to get some insight into Clay's childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So I give it a 10 out of 10. What about you, Rod?
I mean, for me, it's just like such a... It's such like an interesting, like voyeuristic kind of look into... Yeah. This family's life and like what's going on with them, and I just have to give it a 10.
That's what I said. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the same thing I said. So I feel like
kind of similar to what I said.
Yeah. So maybe something else.
I thought it was funny. So 10 out of 10.
Okay. Maybe you could talk about like the historical ramifications of like a meeting of the minds like that
and where we're at.
So
now.
Think about for a second that my man, the Woodman, Woody Allen, and our great president, Donald Trump, we're in the same room together discussing spicy pickles.
Yeah.
And you're wondering when Woody's going to pull out his horn and toot on
him. And I was like, this is like such an interesting moment that Woody has to pull out his clarinet and
play some New Orleans jazz.
Toot on that horn.
Well, you're forgetting to mention the littlest of them all, the littlest sister, Lena.
And then Lena Dunham, the next generation of great filmmakers.
And this was before she was famous, because this was when Clay was little.
And she was still in gremlin phase.
Yeah. It was before that she came in, she grew into her voice.
And she shook her shell.
And it's just
it was before she molted.
And you just watch it.
It's like a really incredible like slice of life.
Yeah.
And like it's like, a real historical moment.
Wow. New York really is a character in this.
Yeah.
Sign of the times.
So 10 out of 10.
Okay.
2 out of 10?
No, 10, 10, 10.
10, 10, 10?
No, wait. 10, 10?
10,
10, 10, 10, 10,
10, 10, 10 out of 10.
It was a 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Shabby-doo. Slappy.
Clay, what do you think?
I didn't write anything down.
Why?
But I'd like to say, Father Trump, thank you for raising such a big old boy. I may be only 7 years old and 4 feet tall, but I am a big boy that you helped me raise. And thank you for stepping up your pickle game and making some big old spicy pickles. Thank you for having Woody over. Thank you for having Lena over. Thank you for having Pete Holmes over. Thank you for having Aziz over. And thank you for having everyone over so we can have a big Thanksgiving with your big pickles. And I like to say, thank you, Father Trump. I love you. Do you love me back? I'll wait.
And what are you for that?
Oh, for that, I give it out of 10. 10 being the perfect dad. I will score him a 10.
4 feet tall, that's tall for a 7-year-old.
Yeah, that's actually really tall.
He's a big 7-year-old.
Oh, a big 7-year-old.
Wow, that's
pretty cool. Clay is 7 and I'm 11.
Oh.
I forgot to tell you that.
Oh.
And Clay's dad is Trump.
I claimed that Trump.
And Rod's our babysitter.
Yeah. Baja.
I feel bad for asking.
How old are you?
Baja. Huh?
How old are you?
15.
Whoa.
15-year-old friend?
Yeah.
We have a 15-year-old friend. She's going to be driving in a year.
Yeah, sorry.
Whoa.
Yeah, sorry.
Interesting register of your voice.
Yeah, sorry.
That's Billy.
Yeah, sorry.
Tell us a story. Wait, in this voice, tell us which Austin Powers we should start watching.
Well,
the great thing about Austin Powers. Oh, what I really love about Austin Powers is that you can tell that it's a really amazing trilogy because people can't agree on which one is the best movie, which is how you know that each one of them is really good and special. Because if you ask me, for example, I would say that The Spy Who Shagged Me is the best movie because I think it has some really good gags, but some people... They'll say, don't remember, and some of them say the first one, so that's how you know they each have their own individual
Okay, cool. So the second one then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
I would say that. Whoa. What?
What?
Awesome.
Whoa. Oh. We all can do voices.
I don't do a voice.
Oh.
I can do a voice.
All right, that's been the podcast. Thanks, Sandy Honig.
Thank you so much for
having me. Hit it, Clay. Hit it.
Clay, hit it.
I already hit it. Damn it.
It's not working. There it is.
All right. That's been an episode of American Arts and Culture Review. Sandy Honig is on the show today.
I screwed up.
Where she's nice and cool, too. Hit it, Clay.
Okay.
Sandy, that's been another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review. We had Sandy Honig on the show. Sandy, do you have anything people should look at?
At some point, Three Busy Debras is going to come on out on Adult Swim and probably next year.
In 2020.
Probably in 2020.
So check that out and watch all their videos on the internet because they're great and good. Also check her out on Twitter and Instagram at Sandy Honig. Rod's our number one audience member. And watch Austin Powers. And remember to be yourself, follow your dreams, and be nice to those who are nice to you.
Okay.
Bye, guys. Thanks.
Wow.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.